A Vision Revisited Supplement 5.1. Understanding the New World Order Objective. The goals of the New Age movement under which the United Nations operates right now are the implementation of a New World Messiah. The tools of the New World Government are a multinational army, an international army, an international police force, a World Bank for the economy, a world government under the United Nations, a World Conservation Bank for wilderness around the world. That means that all green movements will be melded into this new international bank or will disappear. A world religion where all church doctrines will be destroyed at the roots to be replaced by the new religion of the Age of Aquarius. The agenda has classifications for all men and women. The new paradise, they said, where everybody will have an option to confirm whether they agree or not to the new ideal and system. The World Concentration Camp headquarters at the United Nations for those who will not accept the new system. The World Agriculture and Food Supply Control, which will control food and vitamin supplies all around the world. What are the New World Order plans? Ultimately, the plan involves the destruction of all people who believe in the Bible, who worship Jesus Christ, and the complete disappearance of Christianity and Islam to achieve this plan. Both religions are monotheistic, and monotheism holds no place under the umbrella of a New World Order. Whilst there has been an ongoing underlining stealth strategy to remove the Christian faith from the educational system in the Western world, the war against Islam has begun on a much more political level, having been instigated by the September 11th attacks in New York and the Gulf War. Ultimately, the New World Order conspirators are facilitating a coming war which will lead to the destruction of Islam as a political and economic threat and allow a globalist world government to arise with little international opposition. This is covered significantly in Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma. The New World Order will change nations' laws in order that Christian religious beliefs and symbols, like the cross for instance, will become unlawful. Only Easter and Christmas, for instance, will be replaced by New Age festivities around the world. The New World Order plans also the abolishment of all currencies and the transfer to electronic cash through the superhighway, what we call also the electronic highway. The thinker and the basic doctrine books of the New Age conspiracy for the New World Government are, and listen to the name of those people, because all the new way of thinking of the New World Order are from those people, those authors who wrote different kinds of books which are the basic belief of the New Age movement. Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, who wrote Isis Unveiled and the Secret Doctrine. Alice A. Bailey, who wrote The Race and the Initiation, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, and Initiation, Human and Solar, The Reappearance of the Christ. Also the writing of Nicholas Rarich wrote Maitreya, that's their new Messiah, Shambhala the Resplendent, The Agni Yoga Series, A Vision Revisited Supplement 6. David Spangler, who wrote Revelation, The Birth of a New Age, considered as a valuable insight to the New Age movement. Reflections on the Christ, which is related to the Luciferian initiation. Links with space, which relate as supposed to be big space show in which aliens are supposed to come to save men. Relationship and identity, the laws of manifestation, New Age, and toward a planetary vision which is directly related with the New World Order as they plan it to be. The ultimate plan is a New World Order where people will have to accept first the New World Religion. To enter into the New World Religion, the Christians will have to abdicate their own beliefs. Benjamin Cream, David Spangler, Alice Bailey and Helena Petrovna Blavatsky have all said that the initiation will be on a world basis, inside the new organized Christian Church and is a Masonic launch and order organization. It will be based on a Luciferian initiation. So what we have to understand here is, it won't be possible for somebody who will hold tight to his own Christian beliefs to get into the New World Order. That will be impossible. Those who will not accept the New World Order, who will reject it, will be assigned to concentration camps, re-education camps, and for those camps a rainbow color classification will be used of the New World Order prisoner. The rainbow is considered as the bridge symbol leading to the satanic world of the New World Order. For instance, everybody will have to take an oath with a ritual initiation in order to cross that bridge into the New World Order. All resistors to that initiation, as they plan, will definitely be sent to a detention facility where they will be separated in different categories defined as the rainbow color classification of the New World Order prisoner. Classification 1 for Christian children, as they plan it, are to be used as human sacrifice, where, within the black gas ceremonies, they will participate in any kind of sexual orgy, some to be kept as sexual slaves. Classification 2. This is the classification of prisoners to be used in medical experiments where drugs and new technologies will be tested on humans. Classification 3. This is the classification of healthy prisoners for the International Human Organ Center, where their vital organs will be removed one by one while they will be maintained in life with special life support systems. Classification 4. This classification is for all healthy underground workers. The New World Order is a basic worldwide dictatorship based on the Luciferian religion, a dictatorship with the appearance of an international democracy. In order to maintain that democracy illusion, camps and slave labor will be hidden from the populations of the Earth. Just remember, for instance, how Hitler covered up the maternity in the concentration camp in his time. Classification 5. This is the classification of uncertain prisoners in the International Re-Educational Center, where they will be re-educated in order to repent themselves on worldwide television and where they will learn how to A-Vision Revisited Supplement 7 glorify the virtues of the New World Order for humanity. Classification 6. This is the International Execution Center. Details on the 7th rate classification are yet to be available. 2. Project Enoch, a spiritual confirmation, the Book of Knowledge. The Keys of Enoch is known as the Bible of the New Age movement and is a textbook that states the issues of the future in spiritual and scientific prose. The keys examine the puzzles of life and give a spiritual explanation as to why we exist in this reality. In essence, it provides both a scenario of an ongoing past/present/future cosmology and a blueprint for a new direction in humankind's evolution into a higher state of consciousness. The Keys of Enoch teaches that a greater unity can and must occur between the scientific and spiritual pathways in order for the problems of Earth to be solved. Its ultimate purpose is the advancement of humanity, with the goal of changing our orientation so that we are prepared for a higher spiritual attunement and a quantum shift that will move humanity and the Earth forward into the next step in our evolution. In this process, an ultimate interaction is foretold, as we discover greater families of intelligence in the universe who share the same higher evolution and the same divine source. The book was authored by Dr. J.J. Hirtak, who heads the Academy for Future Science, a non-profit corporation that examines new scientific ideas for the future. The basis for the book was triggered in 1973 when Hirtak described that as he was praying, a great being appeared calling himself Enoch, and asked him if he was ready to go into the Father's midst. A great field of light was placed upon his body and he sped upwards to the stars and heaven to Arcturus, the major programming center of the Galactic Council serving the Father, on this side of the galaxy, which he was told is under the direction of the Council of Nine, the governing body of the local universe. Enoch took him up to heaven to meet the Ancient of Days, face to face. He had flowing white hair and a face of overwhelming love and joy. No doubt this entity was very pleased to locate someone with scientific ability to arrange a technological takeover of the planet, by activating the grid lines controlling the consciousness/reality of all, to the exact specifications of the IT scientists. Hirtak was informed that the timelines of this planet are changed by activating specific grid lines, depending on which route they take. They converge at various places including Montauk, the pyramid and various power points, flowing in and out of vortexes and back out through the universe. Hirtak was praised to death and told not to let his seed marry with the fallen spiritual races of Earth, and the time was at hand for the externalization of the hierarchy, an Alice Bailey term, so his kingdom will come on Earth as it is in heaven. A Vision Revisited Supplement 8. This Ancient of Days, as it were, indiscriminately set all religions/spiritual traditions had to unite for this. Hirtak then claimed to have been Jacob. He claims the office of the Christ was established to overcome the creations of the Ur, which fell out of the Father's grace through a glorious Prince of Light, Lucifer, the Ur, whose creation extended itself to the regions of the outer universe. The glossary says that the priesthood of Ur will dematerialize/transform the sciences at the end of the present time cycle. He claims there are 12 Ur centers throughout the Earth using electromedicine, as the Freemasons are said to be in touch with the same aliens from Sirius as the Theosophists. There may be a connection, especially if the Freemasons follow Lucifer at the 33rd degree initiation. Are they too going through time portals/dimensional doorways in their initiations to meet the King of the World at Agartha? They would be wanting to meet Lucifer, no doubt, if he is the ultimate being in Freemasonry. Hirtak gave a very detailed explanation in his book about how the universe operates and the preparation for the arrival en masse of the Brotherhood of Light. Hirtak claims that Jesus is said to have demonstrated the collective messiahship, the Christ over self, is the spiritual garment of light, one puts on to behold the mysteries of God's kingdom. We could dismiss this as another channeled book, which has smatterings of the other esoteric works available in 1973, e.g., the India Book, Theosophy and Alice Bailey, but when the Dalai Lama calls it the Book of the Century and writes similar material in his books, we have to ask if the Illuminati / Merovingian religious conspirators are actually following these technological plans to enact the Second Coming. There is evidence that the Illuminati are following the plan for the externalization of the hierarchy, by technologically creating time portals where they will arrive to take over the planet, from reversing matter and antimatter, and the creation of time rifts by burning through the physical world with nuclear bombs and harpies high-frequency radio waves. Hirtak claims his trip up to heaven was a Kabbalistic type of higher consciousness experience. There is much evidence that the Illuminati / Freemasons / Theosophists are using the Kabbalah to bring about the patterns of development they require for the stages of consciousness induced to herald and accept the Messiah. Pine Gap is one such example of a dimensional doorway, where communication with extraterrestrials has knowingly taken place. In summary, Hirtak's Keys of Enoch outlines how and where the Great White Brotherhood will externalize and appear as our masters. 12 specially created artificial time portals have been created by aliens and human hyperdimensional physicists to enable the chosen few to escape the wrath coming to Earth, which will kill the masses, which according to him will be through solar flares and diseases. The chosen ones will escape through the time portals and then act as planetary atoms to repopulate other planets. 12 time warp areas have been created as a twin force of matter and antimatter, creating a mirror-like image there to alter our physical reality. One of the Time A Vision Revisited Supplement 9 warp areas on Hirtak's map is Central Australia. It is not known if he means Dyer's Rock or Pine Gap. Nor is he has Lop Nor in North China, and it has a base connected to Pine Gap, it's possible that's the place he means. The others are Britain, Egypt or Israel, Mexico / Central America, 2 in South America, Turkey, Tibet / N, China, Russia by the Arctic, and 3 in North America. The map was too badly drawn to pinpoint exact places. Hirtak says the higher intelligences will return to the Taklamakan Basin, Tibet, the Ural Caspian Sea, the Basin of the Sahara, the Kohalara Basin, the Dead Sea Basin, within the pyramidal area of the Bermuda Triangle, the ocean area near Mazatlan, the Salt Lake Basin area. He claims that Melchizedek Tzedek, a favorite priesthood for New Age channelers and Mormon initiates, has reigned at Stonehenge and Woodhenge. He also claims 12 other energy grids for space-time transcription and proto-communication, established by the conversion of each tribe of Israel, are the areas of Lop Nor, and China, the Philippines, the Marshall Islands, Hawaii, Vancouver Island, from Pueblo, Colorado to the Mescalero Reservation in New Mexico, from Lexington, Kentucky to Tennessee, Nova Scotia connecting with the Bermuda Islands, the Azores, Leeward in France, and these are all connected by grid lines to the pyramids of Egypt. A Vision Revisited Supplement 10. It has been said that Hirtak was under the pyramid talking to one of the Egyptian gods, using Hebrew. Enoch explained how the Great White Brotherhood govern the people of God, in the 12 time warp places which allow the magnetic fields in the meridians of the earth to be activated. These eats activate the earth's magnetic spectrum and electromagnetic fields. The new crystalline field of light codes will establish itself over the remnant seed who still remain in the flesh, presumably after the world is zapped, when HRP and all the strategically placed transmitters are turned full blast. But if dead, no problem, one can still resurrect, Hirtak says. They'll experience the changing of the magnetic patterns of incarnation and recreation. The chosen ones will be gathered into the magnetic fields for deliverance. Here the Merkaba spiritual body will be loosed in the 12 geophysical time warps, to spiral directly with the Earth into another orbital frequency. He also claims the Bible is just a rehash of older texts. Gods, alien scientists gave him all the technical data to ascend, using the location, a remodelation into the same physical form. Teleportation can be done at Montauk with technology anyway. Apparently after people dematerialized and materialized after the Philadelphia experiment, they managed to duplicate this using portable briefcase-sized dematerialization machines. They could disappear and park in another universe as they wished. Hertak goes on to say that the Council of Nine is in control of this human experiment. It has been said that God does not play dice, but Hertak and Pleiadians, that people have channeled, have stated that the hope for ascension is actually an experiment. The countdown to 2012 is of significance for many who believe that mankind is moving into the next dimension because it is the end of the Mayan calendar, which indicates that we will be relieved of the fall of man syndrome, where we fell into the physical world through some errors in Atlantean times and came off the right timeline. But this ascension will put us back where we belong as divine spiritual beings, and with technological help we can get the right timeline back again and all will be perfect again. The chosen ones who understand the visitations of higher intelligence will be moved into these safe areas and delivered, through an arc of light, thrown upon the face of the earth and through to the space-slash-time continuum. Presumably Pine Gap will be one of these places with the Bilderbrookers awaiting the Council of Nine. Dr. Richard Boylan claims, the Bilderbrookers are in league with the Council of Nine Eats and they control Pine Gap. Hertak claims that time gates can be measured with high precision. These conscious grids can be modulated and they control the realities of the third and fourth dimensions. The Brotherhood can reprogram and educate the consciousness of man through the pineal area of the third eye using gravity and light waves. It's true that sunlight influences the pineal gland and our consciousness, so they may be able to simulate this. A Vision Revisited Supplement 11. Hertak says we must see the reality behind the illusions with our expanding minds. The cycles of natural phenomena become faster or slower as we extend our minds into non-physical realms, and it will be impossible to observe with our innate senses. The Maitreya newsletters of Benjamin Cream have been saying do not be afraid of death. When the day of declaration comes, when the externalization of the hierarchy and the extraterrestrials holding the office of Christ, Maitreya occurs because it is wonderful awakening into another realm of light, etc. 3. The technology behind Project Enoch. Project Enoch is known by prominent New Agers as the Revelation of the Masters of the Universe. Project Bluebeam is the special NASA project term which could have some involvement with Project Enoch and the major deception of the masses. The project is a special operations program that is tied into other exotic physics projects like the HARP program in Alaska. HARP is a program that in very simplistic terms shoots high energy beams of scalar physics technology, Nikola Tesla technology, that heats the upper atmosphere of the planet. One of the many possible uses of this technology involves the capability to project images of massive size out into the sky. In fact, Project Bluebeam is a program designed to project religious images into the sky in a hologram presentation. It's like television without a box, providing a visual stimulus without any apparent electronic receivers so that anyone who is sighted could see it. What is even more astounding is that the technology is even so advanced now that the equipment can beam electronic signals to the brains of blind people so that even they can see the hologram, although in reality they can't. The operation is easy to explain and reveal technologically. Holography, a technique for obtaining three-dimensional images, involves an interference pattern between two sets of single-wavelength light waves. A single laser beam is split into two parts. One to illuminate the object, the second part, called the reference beam, is reflected by a mirror. The two beams meet, forming an interference pattern, which is developed to form a hologram. This hologram can be used to recreate a three-dimensional image of the original object. According to a comprehensive report by Canadian investigative journalist Serge Minist, entitled Project Bluebeam, this holographic technology used in conjunction with high-tech mind control weapons utilizing the effects of radio frequency waves upon the brain, is capable of projecting an image in the sky and causing collective thought to convince people they are seeing an alien invasion or the second coming of Christ. The Bluebeam project will pretend to be the universal fulfillment of the prophecies of old. In principle, it will make use of the sky as a movie screen, space-based, laser-generating satellites project simultaneous images to every part of the planet, in every language, in every dialect according to region. Specifically, the show will consist of laser projections of multiple holographic images to different parts of the world, each receiving different images according to predominating regional/national religious faiths. No area will be excluded. With computer vision revisited supplement 12 animation and sound effects appearing to come from the depths of space, astonished followers of the various creeds will witness their own returned messiah in spectacularly convincing lifelike realness. The various saviors will then merge into one after correct explanations of the mysteries, prophecies, and revelations will have been disclosed. This event will occur at a time of great political and general tumult. The Blue Beam Project, developed by NASA scientists, consists of four parts, four steps toward the implementation of the NWO religion with the Antichrist at its head. First, earthquakes at certain precise locations of the planet will result in new archaeological discoveries, revealing that all religion's basic doctrines have been misunderstood and misinterpreted. Second, a gigantic space show with laser projections of multiple three-dimensional holographic images worldwide will appear to be the image of God, speaking in all languages. Third, electronic telepathy involving extremely low frequency, ELF, very low frequency, VLF, and low frequency, LF, waves will reach people by the inside of their brains, interlacing and interweaving with the natural thinking to form diffused artificial thought and making each one to believe that God is speaking to them from within their own souls. Fourth, electronic universal supernatural manifestation designed to deceive will create the following illusion. Make mankind believe an alien invasion is imminent. Make Christians believe the rapture is imminent and the aliens have come to rescue them. And convince all that global satanic supernatural forces and manifestations penetrating worldwide, able to travel through optical fiber, coaxial cable, electric and phone lines, are everywhere and inescapable. The obstacle is not the holography itself but rather the ELF that will be waged that must be counteracted. When ELF is used on a person, all their senses alter. You may see things that are truly there but others won't be able to see. Yet at the same time you could capture these powers of darkness on film. Could Blue Beam coincide with the actual inner and outer invasion of the fallen angels and demons of Revelation chapter 9 in some way? Additionally, the technology can also simulate second coming, and there has been a reemergence of new Montauk type projects that have the ability to take up a whole group of people as in a rapture type of situation and whisk the whole bunch into Never Never Land. Ironically, portions of the holographic projections have the potential for changing the planet into oneness with God. Unfortunately, this operates on the premise that man shall somehow become God in human form and control other men and dictate all actions and thoughts. The calculated resistance to the new religion, the new world order and the new messiah, will entail human loss on a massive scale in the ensuing holy wars. The Blue Beam Project will pretend to be the universal fulfillment of the prophecies of old. As major an event as that which A Vision Revisited Supplement 13 took place 2,000 years ago. In principle, it will make use of the sky as a holographic projection screen for space-based laser-generating satellites, Star Wars. These projectors will project simultaneous images to the four corners of the planet, in every language by region. It deals with the religious aspect of the New World Order. This system has already been tested. Holographic projections of the Christ image have already been seen in some remote desert areas. These have only been reported in tabloid papers, so they are instantly rendered moot. They can also project images of alien craft, aliens, monsters, angels, you name it. Computers will coordinate the satellites and software will run the show and tell. Holography is based on very nearly identical signals combining to produce an image, or hologram, with depth perception. This is equally applicable to acoustic, ELF, VLF, LF, waves as it is to optical phenomena. Specifically, the show will consist of laser projections of multiple holographic images to different parts of the planet, each receiving different images according to the predominating regional religious faith. Not a single area will be excluded. With computer animation and sound effects appearing to come from the depths of space, astonished followers of the various creeds will witness their own returned messiah in spectacularly convincing lifelike realness. The various images of Christ, Muhammad, Buddha, Krishna, etc., will merge into one after correct explanation of the mysteries, prophecies and revelations are disclosed. This one God will in fact function as the Antichrist, who will explain that the various scriptures have been misunderstood, that the religious of old are responsible for turning brother against brother, nation against nation, that the religions of the world must be abolished to make way for the golden age, new age, of the one world religion, representing the one God they see before them. Naturally, this superbly staged, full-scale production will result in social and religious disorder on a massive scale. But before all this, they have to go through four different steps in order to get to Project Bluebeam. The infamous NASA Bluebeam project has four different steps in order to implement the New Age religion with the Antichrist at its head. We must remember that the New Age religion is the very foundation for the New World Government, without which religion the dictatorship of the New World Order is completely impossible. I'll repeat that. Without a universal belief in the New Age religion, the success of the New World Order will be impossible. That is why the Bluebeam project is so important to them, but has been so well hidden until now. The first step concerns the breakdown of all archaeological knowledge. It deals with the setup with artificially created earthquakes at certain precise locations on the planet where, supposedly, new discoveries will finally explain to all people the error of all fundamental religious doctrines. The falsification of this information will be used to make all nations believe that the religious doctrines have been misunderstood for centuries and misinterpreted. A Vision Revisited Supplement 14 Psychological preparations for that first step have already been implemented with the film, 2001, A Space Odyssey, the Star Trek series, and Star Wars, all of which deal with invasions from space and the coming together of all nations to repel the invaders. The last films, Jurassic Park, deals with the theories of evolution, and claim God's words are lies. What is important to understand in the first step is that those earthquakes will hit at different parts of the world where scientific and archaeological teachings have indicated that arcane mysteries have been buried. By those types of earthquakes, it will be possible for scientists to rediscover those arcane mysteries which will be used to discredit all fundamental religious doctrines. This is the first preparation for the plan for humanity, because what they want to do is destroy the beliefs of all Christians and Muslims on the planet. To do that, they need some false proof from the far past that will prove to all nations that their religions have all been misinterpreted and misunderstood. The second step involves a gigantic space show, with three-dimensional optical holograms and sounds, laser projection of multiple holographic images to different parts of the world, each receiving a different image according to predominating regional national religious faith. This new God's voice will be speaking in all languages. In order to understand that, we must study various Secret Services research done in the last 25 years. The Russian military have perfected an advanced computer, even exported them, and fed them with the minute physio-psychological particulars based on their studies of the anatomy and electromechanical composition of the human body, and the studies of the electrical, chemical and biological properties of the human brain. These computers were fed, as well, with the languages of all human cultures and their meanings. The dialects of all cultures have been fed into the computers from satellite transmissions. The Soviets began to feed the computers with objective programs like the ones of the new Messiah. It also seems that the Soviets, the New World Order people, have resorted to suicidal methods with the human society by allocating electronic wavelengths for every person in every society and culture to induce suicidal thoughts if the person doesn't comply with the dictates of the New World Order. There are two different aspects of Step 2. The first is the space show. Where does the space show come from? The space show, the holographic images will be used in a simulation of the ending, during which all nations will be shown scenes which will be the fulfillment of that which they desire, to verify the prophecies and adversary events. These will be projected from satellites onto the sodium layer about 60 miles above the Earth. We see tests every once in a while, but they are called UFOs and flying saucers. The result of these deliberately staged events will be to show the world the new Christ, the new Messiah, Maitreya, for the immediate implementation of the New World religion. Enough truth will be foisted upon an unsuspecting world to hook them into the lie. Even the most learned will be deceived. The project has perfected the ability for some device to lift up an enormous number of people, as in a rapture, and whisk the entire group into a never-never land. A Vision Revisited Supplement 15. The calculated resistance to the universal religion and the new Messiah and the ensuing holy wars will result in the loss of human life on a scale never imagined before in all of human history. The Bluebeam Project will pretend to be the universal fulfillment of the prophecies of old, as major an event as that which occurred 2,000 years ago. In principle, It will make use of the skies as a movie screen. On the sodium layer at about 60 miles, a space-based laser-generating satellites project simultaneous images to the four corners of the planet in every language and dialect according to the region. It deals with the religious aspect of the New World Order and is deception and seduction on a massive scale. Computers will coordinate the satellites and software already in place will run the sky show. Holographic images are based on nearly identical signals combining to produce an image or hologram with deep perspective which is equally applicable to acoustic ELF, VLF and LF waves and optical phenomena. Specifically, the show will consist of multiple holographic images to different parts of the world, each receiving a different image according to the specific national, regional religion. Not a single area will be excluded. With computer animation and sounds appearing to emanate from the very depths of space, astonished ardent followers of the various creeds will witness their own returned messiahs in convincing lifelike reality. Then the projections of Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Krishna, etc., will merge into one after correct explanations of the mysteries and revelations will have been disclosed. This one God will, in fact, be the Antichrist, who will explain that the various scriptures have been misunderstood and misinterpreted, and that the religions of old are responsible for turning brother against brother, and nation against nation. Therefore old religions must be abolished to make way for the New Age New World religion, representing the one God Antichrist they see before them. Naturally, this superbly staged falsification will result in dissolved social and religious disorder on a grand scale, each nation blaming the other for the deception, setting loose millions of programmed religious fanatics through demonic possession on a scale never witnessed before. In addition, this event will occur at a time of profound worldwide political anarchy and general tumult created by some worldwide catastrophe. The United Nations even now plans to use Beethoven's Song of Joy as the anthem for the introduction for the New Age One World religion. If we put this space show in parallel with the Star Wars program, we get this. Combination of electromagnetic radiation and hypnosis have also been the subject of intensive research. In 1974, for instance, researcher G. F. Shapitz said of one of the research proposals that, in this investigation it will be shown that the spoken words of the hypnotist may also be converted by electromagnetic energy directly into the subconscious part of the human brain without employing any mechanical device for receiving or transcoding the message, and without the person exposed to such influence having a chance to control the information input consciously. It may be expected that the rationalized behavior will be considered to have been taken out of their own free will. Anyone investigating so-called channeling phenomena right now would be wise to take this area of research into consideration. It will be noted that those who think of themselves as channelers has escalated rapidly since this type of research was conducted. It is uncanny how similar their messages are. Despite a vision revisited supplement 16 which entity they claim to be their source of divine guidance, it would suggest any individual considering the credibility of channeled information should be discerning and critically evaluate where the message they are receiving originates, and if the messages are specifically beneficially to the New World Order. The Sydney Morning newspaper published an item on March 21, 1983 which announced that the Soviets at the time were invading the human mind. The article having been submitted to the foreign editor by Dr. Nathan Abnuenge, assistant professor in the Faculty of Agriculture in Asia, it is worth quoting the article at length even though his grammar is a little old. This article relates to the Soviets who created the supercomputer we were discussing earlier and which is really important because these types of computers can be run through satellites and through space. The computers were fed with all the different languages and their meanings. The dialect of all peoples were fed to the computers with objective programs. But we are no longer talking about the Soviets or Russians. We are talking about the United Nations, the minions of the New World Order, who are feeding the computers with the necessary information. It is possible that the persons who have created this mega mind control program can sell the software to an organization and not be aware that the client might use the program and data to enslave all of humankind. Just imagine how far they have advanced since that article was published. The advancement of techniques propel us toward the third step in the Blue Beam project that goes along with the telepathic and electronically augmented two-way communication where ELF, VLF and LF waves will reach each person from within his or her own mind, convincing each of them that their own God is speaking to them from the very depths of their own soul. Such rays from satellites are fed from the memories of computers that have stored massive data about every human on Earth, and their languages. The rays will then interlace with their natural thinking to form what we call diffuse artificial thought. That kind of technology goes into the 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s research where the human brain has been compared to a computer. Information is fed in, processed, integrated, and then a response is formulated and acted upon. Mind controllers manipulate information the same way a computer programmer manipulates information. In January 1991, the University of Arizona hosted a conference entitled The NATRO Advanced Research Workshop on Current and Emergent Phenomena in Biomolecular Systems. What does that mean exactly? It means this. We refer to one paper that was delivered at the conference which stands out for its different attitude towards the development under discussion at the time. It was, in effect, a protest and chilling warning to the attending scientists about the potential abuse of their research findings. Their findings, of course, stated that the United States has already developed communications equipment which can make the blind see, the deaf hear, and the lame walk. It can relieve the terminally ill from pain without the use of drugs or surgery. I'm not talking about science fiction. A man might retain the use of all his faculties right up to the moment of his death. This communications equipment depends upon a completely new way of looking at the human brain and neuromuscular systems and radiation pulses at ultra-low frequencies. Some of the SayVision Revisited Supplement 17 equipment is now operational within the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, and Federal Bureau of Investigation. It will never be used to make the blind see, the deaf hear, and the lame walk because it is central to the domestic political agenda and foreign policy of George Bush and his puppet masters of the New World Order. Domestically, the new communications equipment is being used to torture and murder a person who match profiles imagined to be able to screen a given population for terrorists, to torture and murder citizens who belong to organizations which promote tolerance and peace and development in Central America, to torture and murder citizens who belong to organizations who oppose the development and deployment of nuclear weapons, and to create a race of slave cult automatons, or what is popularly called the Manchurian Candidates. Overseas experimentation is taking place on hostages held by the United States and Canada, Great Britain, Australia, Germany, Finland, and France. Additionally, there has been a long series of bizarre suicides among British computer scientists, all of whom have had some connection to the United States Navy. What it is possible to ask before such a psychology of terror is this: would any government, corporation, or psychiatrist willfully promote such horror today? The answer is quite obviously, yes. Government agencies and the corporations that work with them toward New World Order are prepared to promote anything that will help them achieve their objective of total social control. As for the question of why, for one thing, if you terrify the public and make them fear for their safety, they will allow you to implement draconian law enforcement practice, disarm them and keep extensive records on them, and they only have to tell you that it is all to protect you, of course. Secondly, it promotes the decay of the present democratic forms of political systems, and leads societies to search for alternative methods of political ideology. Of course, the alternative has already been planned. It is called the New World Order and it will not have your safety or interests at heart. As George Bush said, "Read my lips." Fear has always been used by powerful elite to control and subjugate the masses. The old maxim, divide and conquer, is being played out to the limit worldwide to ensure that everyone is frightened for their personal safety, and to be suspicious of everyone else. This, too, is mind control. To go further in regard to the new technology which is at the base of the NASA Blue Beam project, we have to consider this statement by psychologist James V. McConnell, which was published in a 1970s issue of Psychology Today. He said, "The day has come when we can combine sensory deprivation with drug hypnosis and astute manipulation of reward and punishment to gain almost absolute control over an individual's behavior. It should then be possible to achieve a very rapid and highly effective type of positive brainwashing that would allow us to make dramatic changes in a person's behavior and personality." Now, when we talked before about that kind of ray and the telepathic and electronically augmented communication, the kind of rays that are fed from the memories of computers which store massive data about humans, human language and dialects, and we said that the people will be reached from within, making each person to believe that his own God is speaking directly from within his or her own soul. We refer to that kind of technology and that kind of thinking that same psychologist was espousing. That is, we should be trained from birth that we, a vision revisited supplement 18, should all do what society wants us to do rather than what we want to do for ourselves. That because they have the technology to do it, no one should now be allowed to have their own individual personality. This statement and these ideas are important because it is the basic teaching of the United Nations that no one owns his or her own personality. And that same psychologist claims that no one has any say-so about the kind of personality they acquire, and there is no reason to believe you have the right to refuse to acquire a new personality if your old personality is considered antisocial. What is important in this declaration is that the New World Order will be set up over the current system, meaning the old way of thinking and behavior and religion will be considered the old, an incorrect way of thinking, and that they can change it at one of the eradication camps of the United Nations to make sure that anyone with this antisocial behavior will be disposed of quickly so that other modified individuals will be able to fulfill the needs and agendas of the New World Order without being distracted by the truth. Could this be the greatest mind control project ever? The NASA Blue Beam Project is the prime directive for the New World Order's absolute control over the populations of the entire Earth. We also find that the mind control operations and technology include a transmitter that broadcasts at the same frequency as the human nervous system, which transmitter is manufactured by the Laurel Electro-Optical System in Pasadena, California. Laurel, a major defense contractor, has previously conducted research on directed energy weapons for LT General Leonard Perez of the U.S. Air Force, who was searching for a weapon that could implant messages into the minds of the enemy while urging his own troops on to superhuman deeds of valor. The device employs electromagnetic radiation of gigahertz frequencies pulsed at extremely low frequencies, ELF. It is used to torture people both physically and mentally from a distance. Weapons of this type are thought to have been used against a British woman protesting the presence of American cruise missiles at Greenham Common Air Base during the 1970s. This weapon can be used to induce total sensory deprivation by broadcasting signals into the auditory nerve at such high power that it blocks the ability of the individual to hear themselves think. The process employed by such ELF technology are described in various U.S. Defense Department publications, including one entitled, The Electromagnetic Spectrum and Low Intensity Conflict, by Captain Paul E. Tyler, Medical Commandant, U.S. Navy, which is included in a collection entitled, Low Intensity Conflict and Modern Technology Edict, by Lt. Colonel David G. Dean, USAF. The paper was delivered in 1984 and the collection published 1986 by Air University Press, Maxwell Air Force Base, Alabama. Another pulse microwave device can deliver audible signals directly to an individual while remaining undetectable to anyone else. The technology is very simple and can be built by using an ordinary police radar gun. The microwave beam generated by the device is modulated at audio frequencies and can broadcast messages directly into the brain. Now here we come to the NASA Blue Beam Project. The broadcasting of subliminal two-way communication and images from the depths of space correspond directly to that kind of technology. A Vision Revisited Supplement 19 in his book, The Body Electric, Nobel Prize nominee Robert Baker describes a series of experiments conducted in the early 1960s by Alan Freer where this phenomena was demonstrated, as well as later experiments conducted in 1973 at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research by Drive. Joseph C. Sharp, who personally underwent tests in which he proved he could hear and understand messages delivered to him in an echo-free isolation chamber via a pulsed microwave audiogram, which is an analog of the word sound vibration beamed into his brain. Baker then goes on to state, such a device has obvious application for covert operations designed to drive a target crazy with unknown voices or deliver undetectable instructions to a programmed assassin. Now figure out, when we hear that voice from the New World Messiah who would be speaking from space to all of the sane people of the Earth who might give instructions to zealots and religious fanatics, we would see hysteria and social mayhem on a scale never witnessed before on this planet. No police forces in the world, even as a combined front, could deal with the disorder that will follow. A 1978 book entitled, Microwave Auditory Effect and Application, by James C. Lind describes how audible voices can be broadcast directly into the brain. This technology could actually allow the blind to see and the deaf to hear. Instead, it has been turned into a weapon to enslave the world. Alan Fr also reports that he could speed up, slow down or stop the hearts of isolated frogs by synchronizing the pulsed rate of a microwave beam with the heart itself. According to Robert Baker, similar results have been obtained using live frogs, which shows that it is technically feasible to produce heart attacks with rays designed to penetrate the human chest. Editor's note. Both the author of this report and his colleague died of heart attacks, only days apart, one in Canada and the other while visiting Ireland. Neither had a history of heart problems. I should mention also that Drive Baker does not participate in such research. It has been demonstrated that focused ultra-high-frequency UHF electromagnetic energy beams can be used to induce considerable agitation and muscular activity or induce muscular weakness and lethargy. Microwaves can also be used to burn human skin and aid the effect of drugs, bacteria and poisons or affect the function of the entire brain. These effects were all revealed at length by the CIA on September 21, 1977 in testimony before the Subcommittee on Health and Scientific Research. Drive. Sidney Gottlieb, who directed the MKUltra program at that time, was forced to discuss the scope of the CIA's research to find techniques of activation of the human organism by remote electronic means. So this is something that exists right now, that has been pursued to its highest degree, that can be used from space to reach any person, any place on the face of the Earth. If we go deeper in that process of mind control over the people, we find that the equipment and technology has been used to influence politics in a much more direct fashion. Michael Dukakis, the Democrat candidate running against George Bush in the 1988 election, was targeted with microwave technology in order to impede his public speaking performance once the public opinion polls showed he posed a serious threat to Bush's election prospects. He also claims that the equipment was used against Cuddy Dukakis and drove her to the brink of suicide. In the Disneyland world of U.S. politics, a presidential candidate with problems such as these would obviously lose their race to the White House. In the December 1980 edition of the U.S. Army Journal, called the Military Review, a column by Lt. Colonel John B. Alexander, entitled, "The New Mental Battlefield, Beam Me Up, Spock," provides further insight into the technical A-Vision Revisited Supplement 20 capabilities at the disposal of the Comptroller. He writes, "Several examples will demonstrate areas in which progress have been made. The transference of energy from one organism to another. The ability to heal or cause disease to be transmitted over a distance, thus inducing illness or death from no apparent cause. Telepathic behavior modification, which includes the ability to induce hypnotic states up to a distance of 1,000 kilometers, have been reported. The use of telepathic hypnosis also holds great potential. This capability could allow agents to be deeply planted with no conscious knowledge of their programming. In movie terms, the Manchurian candidate lives and does not even require a telephone call. Other mind-to-mind induction techniques are being considered. If perfected, this capability could allow the direct transference of thought via telepathy from one mind or group of minds to a select target audience. The unique factor is that the recipient will not be aware that thought has been implanted from an external source. He or she will believe the thoughts are original. This is exactly what we were talking about. The third step in the NASA Blue Beam project is called the Telepathic Electronic Two-Way Communication, LT. Colonel Alexander's article continues, "If it is possible to feed artificial thought into the multigenic field via satellite, the mind control of the entire planet is now possible. An individual's only resistance would be to constantly question the motivation behind their thoughts and not act upon thoughts which they consider to be outside their own ideological, religious and moral boundaries. Once again, it is wise to consider how television, advertising, modern education and various types of social pressure are used to manipulate those boundaries." It has been reported by Lt. Colonel Alexander, who said, in the summary of his Military Review article, "The information on those kinds of technologies presented here would be considered by some to be ridiculous since it does not conform to their view of reality. But some people still believe the world is flat. Now, this means a lot, because if people do not believe this kind of technology is possible, or that it is science fiction, those people put themselves in great jeopardy, because on the night when those thousand stars will shine from space, During the night when the new Messiah will be presented to the world, they will not be prepared and will have no time to prepare to save themselves against that kind of technology. They don't believe and they won't take time to prepare. Blue Beam has existed for decades and has been used extensively in many areas, including the Gulf War, all the while it is being refined. However, the ultimate purpose still awaits. A Vision Revisited Supplement 21-4, Electronic Sorcery Extremely Low Frequency, ELF, is a tool of the Luciferian Elite. It is the New Age version of witchcraft, hence electronic sorcery. Basically, they direct the extremely low frequencies, ELF, at the person they choose for whatever reasoning they have that the targeted person is a dissident. The ELF will put the person into altered states. Many times the person doesn't even realize this. Yet, this is not an altered state as in Hindu-like meditations. Basically, the brain simply has no firewall to block frequencies. Just as a computer cannot restrain a hacker from hacking into a computer without a firewall, this Luciferian tool will be used in conjunction with Blue Beam technology, to be the voice of the so-called God, but shall in fact be deceiving spirits. The effects of ELF on a person can vary based upon length of being hit with the waves, frequency setting, or both. Some of the symptoms are as follows, yet will always be more than two symptoms per zap: slight to a complete loss of concentration, memory, and an overall blanking out for a few seconds to a few minutes, dizziness, drop dead in your tracks fatigue in which you just must sleep without an otherwise known cause. You may find yourself sleeping from 12 to 20 hours at a time. Immediate wired effect in which you feel as if you're on major amounts of caffeine or even cocaine. You may stay awake for 22 to 48 hours with no sleep, all the while still feeling wired, ringing, buzzing, popping, clicking, humming sound within the ears. This may even be painful to the extent it feels as though something sharp is pounding your eardrum. Altered taste, metallic taste. Pressurized feeling within your head, images of light, as in an aurora, from an image you just looked at. Beams of light may also be seen. This can happen anywhere. Voices inside the brain that are not your own nor the Holy Spirit, yet is like the Holy Spirit. If you are a target and it is used on you too often, it will become difficult to tell the difference whether it is the voice synthesizer in the ELF or the Holy Spirit. Just knowing where to look to see a UFO. You look and sure enough one shows up. You may become paralyzed in bed while a voice commands you to not resist. You may feel a presence by your bed when this occurs. Lucid dreaming. Flashes of light. A Vision Revisited Supplement 22. You may hear voices coming from your electronic equipment that shouldn't be. You may have high body heat, as in a hot flash that lingers on for hours. During this you may have visions of phantoms, balls of light, demons, aliens, fallen angels, etc. You may have an involuntary out-of-body experience, rapid heart rate while sitting still, without medical or physical cause, seeing through closed eyelids, kundalini experiences. The above is not even a complete listing of the effects of ELF, extremely low-frequency weapons. When you put this together with Blue Beam technology, the enormity of the threat is clearly visible. Blue Beam technology will be used as one of the technological tools to bring about the New World Order, the Antichrist Kingdom, which will be used in the final stages prior to the Antichrist appearance. 5. Digital camera manipulation. Can leading-edge modern technology insert people into a picture? And more importantly, can it make them disappear so quickly the eye can hardly see the actual disappearance? The Massachusetts Institute of Technology magazine states deleting people or objects from live video, or inserting pre-recorded people or objects into live scenes, is only the beginning of the deceptions becoming possible. There we have the nub of the problem solved. Once you understand the science behind this new technique of unprecedented deception, you will come right back to this statement. Deleting people or objects, inserting pre-recorded people or objects into live scenes. This means that a scene being recorded live can have people artificially deleted, removed, or inserted, with no one being the wiser. Could this one of the techniques that the Illuminati would use to convince Christians that they had been left behind in a rapture by a pre-recorded short movie in which the entire scenario were shot as if it were a live newscast? TV movies have been produced and aired on this premise just a few years ago, and were so effective that a disclaimer came on the screen at the beginning and end of the show, and after each commercial, telling the viewer that the action being depicted was not a real live newscast. That is how effective these shows were. I still believe this format might be part of the total fake rapture scenario. However, we are talking about a lot more than such a pre-recorded show. We are talking about faking a live broadcast feed, presumably without the technician manning the camera knowing anything about the deception. How is this possible? Maybe we should start at the beginning. A Vision revisited Supplement 23 in a movie clip. Wit gracefully plies the ice for about 20 seconds. Then came what is perhaps one of the most unusual sports replays ever seen. The background was the same. The camera movements were the same. In fact, the image was identical to the original in all ways except for a rather important one. Wit had disappeared, along with all signs of her, such as shadows or plumes of ice flying from her skates. In their place was exactly what you would expect if Wit had never been there to begin with? The ice, the walls of the rink and the crowd. July/August 2000. Vanishing Act. Technology Review. MIT's Magazine of Innovation. When the attendees of this geopolitical conference on the pros and cons of satellite imagery saw Katerina Witt disappear completely from successive frames of the videotape, until she was completely invisible, they were stunned into silence. How could this type of technical wizardry be possible? The procedure for effing deleting people from a live video stream goes something like this. The first step is to align successive video frames, using fast computational techniques that detect and reorient patterns of pixels in successive frames. The computer stitches together the sequence of aligned frames into a mosaic that is constantly rebuilt as the computer receives new frames. In the case of skater Katerina Witt, the mosaics store information about what is behind her as she moves. While this is going on, fast frame-to-frame comparisons based on a Sardoff-grown computational technique called pyramid processing enable the system to isolate and track objects moving in the foreground. The key to pyramid processing is the succession of lower resolution versions of each frame it produces. Rather than having to compare full sets of pixels to detect frame-to-frame differences, such as Witt moving a few inches on the ice, the computer can rely on the reduced pixel sets. That greatly simplifies calculations, such as ones that track patterns of pixels that travel together through sequences of frames. To erase Witt, the system summons the piece of the mosaic background and inserts those pixels wherever the foreground pixel patterns change. By detecting which sets of pixels move with respect to one another and which sets remain relatively fixed, pyramid processing computers can track moving objects against stationary backgrounds. Since these calculations are doable in less than the 30th of a second between frames, there's time to replace moving foreground pixels with background pixels. Do that and you can make a skater or anything else vanish. Ibid. Emphasis added. Therefore, this unbelievably sophisticated computer program so quickly determines exactly the foreground and immediate background images around Katerina, and then begins to fill in her image with those matching pixels, until Katerina is suddenly gone. These calculations can be performed in less than 1/30th of 1 second, faster than the twinkling of an eye. Since the calculations are performed in less than the time it takes to go from one frame to another 1/30th of a second, a person really in a picture can't disappear before their picture is ever shown. Live feeds can thus be altered to make people disappear. But there is more mind-boggling technology reported in these two articles that makes a planned alteration of live footage even more probable. Stand by for news. So what's the big deal, you asked? After all, Stalin's staff routinely airbrush persona non grata out of photos more than a half century ago, and Woody Allen ushered a variation on reality. A Vision Revisited Supplement 24 morphing into the movies 17 years ago with Zelig, in which he inserted himself next to Adolf Hitler and Babe Ruth. In films such as Forrest Gump and Wag the Dog, reality twisting has become commonplace. What sets the Witt demo apart? Is that the technology used to virtually delete the skater can now be applied in real time, live, even as a camera records a scene and instantly broadcasts it to viewers. In the fraction of a second between video frames, any person or object moving in the foreground can be edited out, and objects that aren't there can be edited in and made to look real. Pixel plasticity, Livingston calls it. The implication for those at the satellite imagery conference was sobering. Pictures from orbit may not necessarily be what the satellite's electronic camera actually recorded. Ibid. Close square bracket. This information is simply and completely mind-boggling. Pictures taken by satellite and beamed to an Earth station at the speed of light may not be what we see from the live feed. In the fraction of a second, between video frames, any person can be edited out, and objects that aren't there can be edited in and made to look real. In the twinkling of an eye, all this editing in and out can be accomplished, with very few people in the world any the wiser. Truly, people can be made to appear and disappear in any fashion the Hollywood producer envisions. Certainly, people can be made to disappear. Other people can be depicted rising out of coffins. The whole world can be set abuzz by this fake rapture, thus throwing truly born-again Christians into absolute turmoil. For the short time from this fake rapture, to the actual appearance of Antichrist, many true Christians will be in such turmoil that they will not be any formidable foe of the Illuminati when Antichrist really does appear. This turmoil will likely continue within the Christian community until the real rapture occurs, sometime before the Antichrist is accepted by the Jewish religious scholars, an event that will enable him to confirm the covenant, thus beginning the seven-year tribulation. Daniel 9:27. Contrary to what you may believe, the seven-year tribulation period begins with this confirming of the covenant, not with the appearance of Antichrist and not with any other event. Sometime prior to this confirmation of the covenant, the true rapture will occur. However, before that blessed hope, tens of millions of Christians will likely be thrown in turmoil and confusion, and will be divided mightily, making them a far less formidable foe for the actual appearance of Antichrist. 6. The reasons for a fake rapture. We have also regularly stated in the course of this ministry that Satan could not carry out all of God's prophecies concerning the end of the age with the technology existing in 1900. He needed modern technology. In our opinion, God has allowed Satan to communicate to his members of satanic secret societies immense knowledge that has led to our 20th century explosion of scientific know-how. Throughout history, many of the greatest minds have gravitated to the secret societies because they long to increase their knowledge, and to possess knowledge not given to the common masses of society. A Vision Revisited Supplement 25. Consider the men who were members of secret societies that have had such great influence on our daily lives. 1. Pythagoras, originator of much of our knowledge of geometry. He left his Greek home to move to Egypt to join the secret society devoted to the study of mathematics and geometry. Today, Pythagoras is thought of so highly by occultists of all stripes that we might rightly call this admiration worship. Pythagoras was an adept in the Egyptian and Babylonian satanic mysteries, from which he learned the three occult sciences of music, mathematics including geometry, and astronomy. New Age author, Elizabeth Van Buren, The Secrets of the Illuminati, p. 33, also known as to Webster, Secret Societies and Subversive Movements, 1924, p. 6, 2, Benjamin Franklin, inventor extraordinaire, member of the Rosicrucian Secret Society, and hobnobbed with Freemasons. 3. Thomas Edison, inventor of the light bulb, member of the House of Theosophy. 4. Henry Ford, inventor of the mass production method of assembling vehicles, member of the House of Theosophy. 5. Inventor of the Xerox copy machine, member of the House of Theosophy. 6. Marcel Vogel, one of the first inventors of the computer, has been giving speeches to New Age audiences for almost two decades now, claiming he received the initial knowledge as to how to use the characteristics of magnetism to build a computer from a guiding spirit during a meditation dream. Constance Comby, editorial, Underemphasis of Love is as Bad or Worse as an Overemphasis of Love, New Age Monitor Newsletter, June/July, 1989, p. 1, 7, Apple, Inc. priced their first computer at $666 to demonstrate the occult basis of computer technology. 8. Master D. K., speaking through his channeler, Alice A. Bailey, claims that the atomic secrets were revealed to human scientists by the masters of the Logos Externalization of the Hierarchy, Lucis Publishing, New York, 1957, p. 190-1, 548. Today, this explosion of information has reached critical mass, doubling every 10 months, with many of the discoveries leading to Antichrist activities, such as genetic engineering of the human body, creating new human beings, and dealing in human body parts deliberately grown for transplant. This information brings us back to the subject of power being given to create the lying signs and wonders of the Antichrist. Most people have no difficulty understanding that these lying signs and wonders will undoubtedly be used to produce the staged appearance of Antichrist. However, these same lying signs and wonders could possibly be used against the Christian Church at the most dynamic time in the history of the times of the Gentiles, i.e., before and during the appearance of Antichrist. What might be the purpose of the Illuminati to stage just such a fake rapture?